Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is Internet Marketing. Brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.co.uk. This is Internet Marketing. Now, before we start today, Site Visibility have recently released their 2020 PPC Automation Guide. This guide is completely free to download, and it's going to help you to get started with each of the new automation settings in Google Ads. So this includes smart bidding, responsive ad testing, dynamic search ads, and more. The best way to accelerate your PPC growth in 2020 is to start planning today. So download your guide for free at bit.ly, that's bit.ly/PPC-automation-guide. I'll say that again, that's bit.ly, bit.ly/PPC-automation-guide. Now today I'm joined by Frederick Runland, Chief Operating Officer and Chairman at Lido Marketing Technologies. Frederick, how are you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me, Andy.
Well, thanks very much for coming on. Why don't we start off with you telling us a little bit about yourself and a little bit about Lido?
Okay. So shortly, Lido is a lead-driven marketing platform, basically meaning that unlike many others of our competitors, we're focusing on driving more leads to you as opposed to visualizing funnels and nurturing people for ages and ages. We're a fairly young company. We're 1.5 years old. But already today, we're managing some 5,000 plus conversion points on customer websites for some 600 plus customers worldwide. And that's probably in pure simple English, that means different kinds of bot technologies that at the end of the day convert 30 to 70% more leads for our customers every month.
Fantastic. Now, today's topic is strategies and tactics to increase your leads in 2020. And I'd actually quite like to start off, if I may, from a kind of perspective of, I guess you could say, online dialogues or conversational marketing. I'm particularly interested in strategies around the fact that we have sort of evolved, haven't we, from sort of like one-to-many type conversations before the sort of industrial revolution. Then we've moved to sort of more one-to-many through the internet, and now we've sort of moved back to one-to-one, haven't we? So what are your thoughts on strategies around that?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. That's true for sure. So if you think about the early ages when we didn't have mass production of things, everything was one-to-one. We always talked to our local bakers and so forth. Then industrialization changed that quite a bit. We can think of brands such as McDonald's and Volkswagen as the picture boys for industrialization and marketing, the Mad Men ages of the 60s where everything was sort of done for you top down or one to many. The internet changed that a lot. After that, the later internet again came along and changed that with social media. And I think we're seeing a transformation now again where companies are actually starting one to many, but very personal dialogues together with their website visitors and customers. So we've come a full circle, but we've learned a lot. We've combined the best bits from both one-to-many and one-to-one, I would say.
Now, let's talk a little bit about content marketing, because we constantly hear this kind of content marketing is dead thing. Well, actually, we certainly used to hear it a lot. I'm not sure if we're hearing it quite so much now, but what's your take on content marketing and some real good strategies around content marketing going forward into 2020?
Yeah, so I mean, content marketing is really the old age school of doing marketing. It's basically the same kind of billboard advertising. We're basically writing a lot of content. So if you think about what most companies today are doing, and I used to be part of the same group as well, we wrote white papers, which we put under paywalls where people had to give their personal details to download the white paper. And after that, we wrote some short snippets out of it into blog posts, added a CTA button. After the CTA button, they filled in a form, then they download the white paper. Within the white paper, we told them to download another white paper, or they maybe a week later, maybe we sent them an email with, hey, download this other white paper as well. So, I mean, we can probably all recognize ourselves from this. And we were kind of on the right journey. We were thinking of the customer journey and supporting that, but we were very, very slow. So, I mean, if you think about yourself as a consumer, if you have a problem, you want to solve it, do you really want to wait for a week or a day to solve that problem? I don't think so. So, I mean, content marketing has to evolve into becoming a dialogue and helping the customers directly solving their problems instead of sort of thinking about very, very slow old school journeys of the, let's say, the Mad Men 60s.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. And you also mentioned there about this sort of having a conversation with people. What's the essence of that? What are the sort of main steps there that we should be focusing on, do you think?
Yeah. I mean, bots are a great example of that. And the first thing, of course, is helping the customer and sort of getting on their side of things. I think there's a really good story or a really good analogy from one of the famous anthropologists, Judith Glaser. She's thinking of three different steps. And I think this is true in content marketing as well, that if you think about a customer, they usually have a problem. They probably Google for a solution for that problem, and they happen to land on your website. Now, when people are in stress, they're emitting the stress hormone cortisol. And if they can't find a solution on your site, they're probably going to take it out on your site. They're going to associate the negative cortisol hormone with your site. Mm. I mean, you can probably think of your own children if you have some that you might lose your temper with them if you're stressed, even though they haven't done anything at all. I hope I'm not alone in this. I don't know, but I hope I'm not the only person in the world who might do that at some point. So the first thing is always is to try to solve their problem first. After that, you're ready to build a relationship with them. So you gain their respect, their trust, their support by being caring and candor with them. So you're creating a relationship. And after that comes the third phase, which is the key phase, which is the phase we want to get to as fast as possible. And that's co-creation. So we want to get into this, now tying back to the original question that you had about pre-industrialization, where you talk to your private baker or janitor or whoever you talked with. In the co-creational space, you're actually talking to a sales guy or a sales engineer to try to solve your actual problem. And I think this strategy is the winning strategy. Try to solve your customers' problems first. Help them along the way. Get on their side as point number two. And point number three, try to brainstorm with them. And at that point, we're basically talking about like online conversations or phone calls or face-to-face meetings or something like that.
Am I right in thinking that I think this has been termed conversational intelligence, hasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
I think you might have mentioned that. Because I'm interested because, I mean, do you think there's a temptation sometimes to be, I don't know, a bit sort of trying to be too super scientific about it? Or do you think that's something that could be a problem and needs to be overcome sometimes on our approach?
Absolutely. I mean, we know this as consumers when we're using our Alexas or Siris or Google Assistants. They're not yet there in terms of understanding you, and you might be yelling to your Alexa to stop the timer for 5 minutes until you pull the plug because it doesn't understand you. Mm. And the temptation is there in B2B as well, or even B2C, to do the same kind of thing, build machine learning models that understand what you're trying to solve. And usually the solutions are much easier. I mean, it might be as easy as just having something embedded within the content that you've written that lets the customer choose something, like a path, a predefined path with five choices or two choices, and after that, a couple of more choices to drill down to their actual solution, instead of trying to come up with solutions that understand text or voice or something like that. So it doesn't have to mimic real conversations. It just has to mimic being on the customer side, trying to solve their problem.
Mm. Now, as we record this, we're going through a right time with the coronavirus. You know, we're in lockdown. We've got social distancing. What do you think, just briefly, what sort of e-commerce businesses can do right now, do you think, to survive and thrive, if possible, during this?
Yeah, I mean, I think all e-commerce businesses are better off than non-e-commerce businesses. I mean, we've already heard from Amazon that they're hiring 100,000 more employees to satisfy the sudden request in more people ordering stuff online. Mm. We've seen in Forbes and The Guardian writing about how this will transform online shopping forever, because that's the only thing people have at the moment. I mean, inside my four walls as well, and the only way to order food. I mean, I could walk into a store, but I'm trying not to. I'm trying to social distance from everybody else just in case. Mm. So the only way we're sort of forced to learn how to digitalize ourselves. And what companies can do then again is make sure that consumers and other B2B customers choose you and not your competitors. So try to convert more people from your website instead of I think now is the time to invest even more into online conversion than ever before.
Mm. So we've talked about quite a few things. If you could sort of select one or two things for our audience to take away today, Frederick, what do you think it might be?
I think it is, at the end of the day, it's serving your customers one-to-one. And it doesn't really matter if it's B2B or B2C. More businesses are moving online. The ones that are already there are a few steps before everybody else. But at this point, it really... The sort of the future is divided right now in terms of those that will succeed and those that won't. And those that will are the ones that are actually investing in online business, converting more people from their website. And yeah, that's basically it.
Well, thank you very much, Frederick. How can our listeners find out more about you and more about the Lidoo platform?
They can go on to Lidoo.com, or if they want to chat with me or my bot, go to Lidoo.com/FREDU. You can also find me on LinkedIn or just email me at FREDU@Lidoo.com. Another thing, you mentioned coronavirus. I have to mention this as well. We're working as pro bono with a nonprofit organization in the UK, and we just launched a bot for finding out how people are social distancing and what kind of symptoms they have. It's available on corona-help.uk. And this is actually the data that we're gathering goes directly to the highest levels within the NHS and number 10 and the Ministry of Defense. So go there, help the local government gather more data. At the same time, you'll sort of check out our bot technology as well. So
that's fantastic. We'll make sure we put that in the show notes.
That would be awesome. Thank you.
So thanks for listening, everyone. Our show notes, as I've just mentioned, will be in the usual place, which is sitevisibility.co.uk/IM podcast. If you're enjoying the show, please leave us a fab review. That would be great. Questions and suggestions, the email is podcast@sitevisibility.co.uk. You can tweet @sitevisibility. Remember, we have a site visibility group on LinkedIn also. So that's all from me, Andy, and it's all from Frederick.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, Frederick, and we'll see you next time on Internet Marketing.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks, you're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit 1 million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.